Ferris Survival.
This is Pastor Michael Golden inviting you to join the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we welcome Jerusalem-based broadcast journalist, popular speaker, author, and Middle East correspondent, David Dolan. Voice of Many Waters congregation will be meeting for Shabbat service February the 11th, 1 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. Seating is limited, so you will need to arrive early. For more information, call us at 1-800-205-6245. A love offering will be taken. For Zion's sake, I will not be silent.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Dave Wilson, and if you can hear the sound of my voice and all this stuff works, we're about to embark on an adventure together, an adventure called Dave Wilson's Part of Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan is away for another day, and we suspect that he'll be back tomorrow, so you can look forward to that. But in the meantime, he's asked me to sit in here for him and bring you some great information from wonderfully intellectual and knowledgeable guests. Today we have Pat Wood, and I'm so excited about talking to Mr. Wood about the things that are really going on in this world. But, oh, I remember the lawyer said that I have to say that the views expressed on this live program may or may not be the views that are espoused by the station you're listening to. They are my views, the views of our guests. Hopefully they're your views after listening to the cogent arguments we're going to give you about what we're talking about. But listen in anyway, and we hope that you'll get some information that will change your life in regards to how you look at things that are going on. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Morning, Dave. Nice to be on with you this morning.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your taking the time out of your busy schedule to help me and in more ways than I can express to try to transmit to people about what's really going on in our country today. Your website, the August Forecast and Review, is full of good information about the things of the Trilateral Commission and the CFR and globalization and technocracy and so forth. And this morning, if we could, I would like to kind of begin with the basics and inform the people, and we may be talking to the church choir here, I don't know, but it seems to me that the general populace of the United States don't have a clue as to what's going on, and the news is certainly not telling us anything about it. Would you think that's probably what's going on?
Well, I think you're right. There's lots of reasons for it. Some of it is willful ignorance. Some of it is just ignorance. Some of it is malicious ignorance.
Yeah.
But ignorance is at the bottom of it. And, you know, there's an old saying that those who don't understand history are doomed to repeat it. And taking a historical view of why we are where we are today is critical to understanding the whole process that got us to this point. It didn't just happen by by evolution or something. It just didn't happen by some natural cause, like the Mississippi River flows left, it flows right or whatever. This has been a very purposeful journey, starting decades ago, that have brought us to the broken economic and political system that we have today. And the reason behind it is we've documented so many times, is that this relatively small group of global elite intend to establish a new world order which will require the entire world to be answering to them. And we've seen this happen, little by little around the world, in the European Union and Asia and South America and Africa. The United States is on the plate right now. And, this is their goal.
You know, where are we? I know that was kind of an open-ended question that I asked you. Where are we compared to where we should be according to the Constitution? Maybe people don't really understand what we're talking about. They say, well, my life is pretty good. I go to work, if I have a job, you know, I can buy groceries. I pay, my rent I have liberty to travel around. But in reality, the country has shifted somewhat from, let's say, where we were just after World War II or just after World War I. Would that be a good starting point to compare briefly where we are today compared to the country then?
Well, it could be. I like to just kind of go back to the beginning as much as anything, because there's been leaven in the dough, so to speak, since the early 1800s. But today, the Constitution is no longer an effective working document in the United States. And I hate to say that. I hate to be that blunt. But that's the way it is. And we need to recognize that it's been discarded by the global elite long ago. It's been discarded by the administration, that's the executive branch of our government, long ago. Congress and to some extent the courts still think that they operate under some semblance of the U.S. Constitution, but for all intents and purposes, the executive branch has discarded the Constitution as its rule of law. This is evidenced just recently with, you know, President Obama completely disregarding Congress and completely disregarding his constitutional role as leader of the executive branch. And now basically they're doing it with impunity. There's nothing held back that can't be violated.
It seems that way.
We have a tremendous task to roll, if we can, to roll this back.
Yeah.
And get them to honor the Constitution again.
Well, when the executive office comes up with something that seems to be controversial, 2 days later, it comes out that the Justice Department has determined that the president's actions are within the Constitution. And then that's touted by the newspapers all around, giving us two powers, if you will, the power of the press and the power of the Justice Department, who enforce what's going on from the executive branch.
That's right.
When you say roll it back, it seems to me like that is a very, very heavy burden. And when we come back from this first break here in just a minute or so, we'll want to talk about that. You have on your website, which we'll describe, a place called How to Understand Globalization. We'll want to talk a little bit about that with Pat Wood, and also what in the world is this world coming to when we talk about technocracy. Radio Liberty, you know, ladies and gentlemen, is something that Dr. Stan has been doing for 20 years now or more, and he's on for maybe 5 hours a day sometimes doing talk radio. And if you appreciate what he does, I'd like to invite you to call 800-544-8927 and ask for a copy of the Radio Liberty resource packet. Or better yet, ask the person who picks up the phone there how you could become a member of the Radio Liberty family of supporters. For only $20 a month, you'll get Dr. Stan's insightful newsletter and his monthly recapitulation of all the different programs that So we'll be back with Pat Wood in just a minute. Don't forget that number, 800-544-8927.
Business owners, pay attention. Get 3 months free radio advertising for your business on 1360 AM The Lion. That's right, 3 months free with your purchase of a minimum commercial package. Make this year the year of more income, more customers, and more effective advertising. Customers won't know you're open for business if you don't tell them. If you want to increase the success and profitability of your business, you know it depends on your ability to attract and retain a steady stream of customers. Call me now, Danny Golden, Promotions and Sales Director at 303-257-7576, and let's watch your sales soar. So if you're not as busy as you want to be, call me now at 303-257-7576 for details on this limited free 3-month offer. It's the most affordable way to build your business with tax-deductible radio advertising. That's Danny at 303-257-7576 or 1360 AM advertising at hotmail.com.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet? Or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
Morning. It's 15 minutes past the hour now where you are, and my name is Dave Wilson. This is a special edition of Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan away for a few days, and it's been my pleasure to be able to sit in here for him this morning. We have Pat Wood, who is the editor of the website, the August Forecast and Review. That is augustforecast.com. A great website. Pat, tell us a little bit about what's on the website and what people can find out there.
Well, to find my my basic writings on the Trilateral Commission that was started actually a long time ago. My writings were started a long time ago, put it that way. I've been researching this since the late 1970s, Dave, and so there's a backlog of material there on the Trilateral Commission and globalization, and most recently on technocracy. And we might scratch the surface on that a little bit this morning. What that means is a relatively new discovery for me, just a few years ago, but there's a lot of stuff there for people to read.
There is indeed, augustforecast.com, and you'll also be able to subscribe to Pat's newsletter, which he gets out and take advantage of his understanding of what's going on in the economic world. You said that there were some elite groups that are operating. Obviously, they are not very much in the public eye as elite groups. They're sort of in the shadows, would you say? Now, how can we find out who these people are?
Well, they haven't so much been in the shadows, I think. You can research who these people are pretty easily. It's a question of believing that they're really doing the things that they're doing. I have one article on my website, How to Understand Globalization, that gives you some idea of how to identify somebody who's kind of close to the core of the global elite. It is a relatively small number of people. I believe the most cogent group of global elite is represented by an organization called the Trilateral Commission, which was formed in 1973 by David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski. But that's not the only group of people, or the only people, I should say. It's a small membership with the Trilateral Commission, about 350 people. My guesstimate is there are probably about 1,500 to 2,000 movers and shakers around the world who are really forming or executing the action plan.
And these people do get together for meetings such as Davos and climate change facilities and things like that, right?
Well, sure, certainly. All these meetings, these large global meetings, attract this global elite. Most of the people that go to Davos, for instance, are not Well, they're certainly important people in one sense, but they're not necessarily the core that, you know, that calls the shots. They go there to rub shoulders with the core that calls the shots, to kind of pick up their marching orders, if you will.
You have on that How to Understand Globalization webpage, this being the first thing, follow the money, follow the power. What do you mean by that exactly?
Well, when you can't figure out what else is going on, if you can establish a money trail and where the money is going, you'll quickly find out who's behind it or who's working the scam. Most of globalization is about money. Number one, this is how they have done it, and it's really a simple process. You remember Bernie Madoff, the guy that Wall Street baron that went to jail for his Ponzi scheme. Defrauded his clients by some $50 billion. He pulled this scheme off for several years. Nobody had a clue, or at least nobody cared. Well, he gamed the system, is what all you can say in the end of it. He learned how to game the system, and he did, because he could. Well, the global elite have gamed the global system, and they figured out how to manipulate governments and how to manipulate populations through governments to skew the economic system towards themselves and away from us. And so we see that consistently the trilaterally connected companies over the decades have profited way beyond what they should have probably profited. In other words, what their normal share might have been. They were able to reap billions and billions of dollars in profits to themselves because they had gamed the international system to favor them at the expense of everyone else. And so when I say follow the money, like in a trade deal, if you follow the money, for instance, in something like NAFTA or the World Trade Organization, whatever, you'll very quickly see who the money's flowing to, and then you look above them and you'll find out who's pulling the strings. That's follow the money.
A lot of people talk about the things that were in the Communist Manifesto years ago, and how a new world order is certainly being oriented around that. And I'm sure that you read those 10 or 11 different things that they talked about. And one of them was permit free trade, which you just alluded to, as to being able to funnel money into particular groups of people who make the right connections. Other things were promoting the UN as an example. The trilateralists and the CFR are infiltrated into the UN, and the UN, do you suspect that's going to be the body that's going to be the nominal head of all this stuff, or are they ever going to come out and just say this is what it is, or are we all going to be just taken in slowly but surely?
Well, there is the slowly but surely aspect to it. The temperature in the water keeps rising, and people aren't paying much attention to it, but it's risen a lot over the last 20 to 30 years. the United Nations has certainly been the I won't say the fall guy. It's been the practical application of the doctrines that have been invented by people like the Trilateral Commission. And whether they will actually end up being the nominal head of this whole, of the whole combined New World Order or not, is still open to, still open to conjecture, I think. Mm-hmm. They're important. They're not everything, but they are the operative that's enforcing the policies around the world to get us there.
It's kind of like the public face of it, so to speak.
Exactly.
Some of the other things that you talk about on your website under How to Understand Globalization is discern illusion from reality, especially with media. We really need to talk about that for a moment. It says listen to experts who offer a meaningful critique. That's what your whole life has been about, or at least for the last many years. To try to get information out. What do you suppose it is about the nature of man, or how have the elite succeeded in keeping us, I don't know what the word is, unsuspecting or even scornful of those who would give meaningful critique?
Well, this is the way criticism is. When you're in, when you're in power, when you have the upper hand, like they do now, anybody that comes along will receive intense criticism as being either wearing a tinfoil hat or or being just fringe or whatever, you know, sweeping criticism to the left or right always leaves them in the modern middle. That's their position. They claimed that position.
Right.
And so if any criticism comes along of any sort, you're either to the far right or to the far left, but you can't possibly be from the moderate center, or you wouldn't be criticizing us in the first place.
Well, the moderate center,
sure.
Yeah, the moderate center now, if it were to be observed by a citizen of 1945, would be so far left he'd fall over down. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The media, shall I say, is in cahoots with this, because the media moguls and the people who own all these kind of things are trilateralists for the most part, or a good many of them are, even down to the commentators whom we see on the 6 o'clock news. So that's pretty much wrapped up, wouldn't you say? That is, in terms of the media being a biased organization now?
Well, it was from the start with the Trilateral Commission. They were, Brzezinski and Rockefeller were very smart in their construction of the membership, the early membership of the Trilateral Commission. They drew people from academia. They drew people from politics, from international politics. And this is a global group, not just in America. And they drew people from the press, and they knew that if they did not control the press, that their plans would be leaked too early, and that the people in most countries would resist, basically throw them out. So they were very careful to identify and bring in key members of the press into their membership way back in 1973.
Mm-hmm.
And this hegemony over the press has continued ever since. And so you don't see them in the news editing room necessarily, but you see the effect of them when stories get get spiked, or
right.
or areas of the discussion get spiked because of some board member or whatever that says, look, don't talk about these things. We don't want you to discuss these things in public.
Isn't there a quote or a verifiable record that one of the Rockefellers thanked the media at one point in time for keeping things quiet?
Oh, he did in his book memoirs. Exactly, he was very thankful that the press had been discreet in their coverage of the Trilateral Commission's activities, which is just mind-boggling to me.
Yeah,
you know, it's a self-congratulatory type of a thing. He told him to shut up, and then he thanks him for being discreet.
the last thing you talk about, or on your list of five things in understanding globalization, is apply liberal doses of common sense. That's what seems to get me sometimes when I talk to friends of mine who are involved with various and sundry unions, or who have been, I don't want to say brainwashed, but who depend upon a certain kind of pension or whatever else, is that common sense isn't something that they can listen to. And if the American people have lost their sense for common sense, it strikes me that we might be in real trouble.
Well, there isn't much common sense left in America today, either on the street or in leadership, in the halls of leadership. I cannot, for instance, fathom why Congress acts like it acts right now with relation to the executive branch.
Mm-hmm.
The executive branch is spitting in the face of Congress almost on a daily basis. How they can take that kind of abuse is just beyond me. I don't understand it. Honestly, I don't. I just don't see how all the and that includes all the new people that we just sent to Congress with the last election, which is supposed to include a lot of new Tea Party type members and stuff, and yet the executive branch gets away with murder, so to speak.
Yeah.
And Congress just sits there and takes it. I don't get it. Why don't they wake up and say, you can't do that? you're going to come here and answer to that.
Yeah, but it's one of the most frustrating things about my existence, to be honest with you, is that we watch the people get elected. They go east from our perspective, and something happens to their brain when they cross over into the District of Columbia out there. I don't know whether it's the lobby forces that descend upon them and change their mind, whether there's actual threats to their well-being or whatever it is, that the unelected people who work in our government have great momentum too, don't they, Pat?
Absolutely. They do.
And they keep the government going in one direction irregardless of the head, so to speak, of like the president or the Speaker of the House or whatever. The lower level bureaucrats are the ones who have set themselves in a direction.
Well, they do, and that's part of the essence of technocracy, is just, you know, leadership by rules, you know, regulations. And these regulators have no authority to speak of other than what the president gives them. They, in many cases, have no authority whatsoever from Congress or from a court to do what they're doing. They just do it, and, you know, it's like, you know, shoot first, ask questions later. And so they've gotten away with a lot of stuff that they would never have gotten away with had they been held to account from day one.
And all these things accrue to aggrandize themselves. They have to hire another secretary. They have to hire another assistant. Then they find themselves sitting in their office or whatever, looking for a reason to justify their position. They go out, try to find somebody who's in violation of some remote dictum, and fine him. They've got all the lawyers in the world, and it seems like we're in a tough position here. We'll be right back with Pat Wood in just a minute. You're listening to Radio Liberty. My name is Dave Wilson.
This is Pastor Michael Golden inviting you to join the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we welcome Jerusalem-based broadcast journalist, popular speaker, author, and Middle East correspondent, David Dolan. Voice of Many Waters congregation will be meeting for Shabbat service February the 11th, 1 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. Seating is limited, so you will need to arrive early. For more information, call us at 1-800-205-6245. A love offering will be taken. For Zion's sake, I will not be silent.
This is the most important election of our lifetime, and conservatives across America are supporting Mitt Romney. Governor Chris Christie.
America cannot survive another 4 years of Barack Obama, and Mitt Romney is the man we need to lead America, and we need him now.
Conservative columnist Ann Coulter says,
I think it's going to be Romney. I think Romney is the strongest candidate, and I think Republicans want to beat Obama, and Romney is the best one to do that.
And Colorado grassroots chairman Leandre Golston says,
he is a proven executive, an accomplished private sector businessman, and a man of courage and vision. As a patriot, a conservative, and a person with deep affection for our Constitution and country, I urge and argue most fervently for the election of Mitt Romney as our Republican nominee and next President of the United States.
Mitt Romney, because it's time we start believing in America again.
I'm Mitt Romney, I'm running for President, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President Incorporated.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Hello, everybody. It's Radio Liberty again. Dr. Stanley Monteith is away from the microphone for these past few days, and He's asked me, Dave Wilson, to sit in for him. Tomorrow he should be back, according to schedule, and I don't know who his guest is, but I'm sure it'll be important information for us all. I love listening to Dr. Stan, and how he gets to talk to all these people is beyond me sometimes, the kind of work that he does. I want to encourage you to keep him in your prayers as he travels or just even exists right here in the Central California coast. And the best thing that you can do for him outside of your prayers is to call 800-844-8927 and ask him about what's going on with Radio Liberty. It's 544-8927. Today we have Pat Wood with us, and Pat, we've kind of set the stage for our conversation about the global elite, the trilateralists and all, and people can go to your website, the www.augustforecast.com, to find out a lot of this information. But I was interested in a new word that has appeared on your website, that being technocracy. What exactly is technocracy, and why should we be aware of what's going on in that field?
Well, technocracy is a political and economic movement that actually was kind of identified and congealed back in the 1930s. I had missed this part of history for many years until about 3 or 4 years ago. I had no idea that this group even existed back then, much less what they did or what they espoused. But the idea of technocracy, there's not time to go into the whole thing, but part of the idea of technocracy is ruling by science. And when I say science, I'm not talking about true science necessarily, but at least corrupted science. Science like the global warming, body of theory.
Right.
Where some scientists are saying global warming is true and the vast majority are saying it's not, and there's all kinds of fraud and stuff discovered in the group that says it's true. And so you conclude science has been corrupted somewhere along the way to bring forth this doctrine of global warming. But corrupted science can basically come up with anything it wants to say that is urgent for mankind to do. Whether it's, for instance, in the term in healthcare, where, where your treatment is considered by a panel or by, even worse, by a computer program. And you're treated according to the value of your contribution to society.
Right.
When science says it's, the decision is science based, there's no recourse, there's no appeal to it. You're just like, well, gee, science says it. I guess it must be true. The idea of regulating every facet of society using scientific methods like this is right now is just overwhelming. We see it in Europe. We see it in Asia. We see it here. Technocracy is a word that's not used in the United States for a number of reasons, but you see it used frequently in Europe. You see it used frequently in other countries. China, for instance, was declared to be a technocracy starting in about 1975 to 1980. They are truly not just a communist dictatorship anymore. They really have made the bridge into a technocratic system where all of the top leaders of their government have advanced engineering degrees, and they're using those engineering degrees to engineer society according to science. And this is the heartbeat of technocracy. It's micromanagement of every facet of society. There have been books and literature that describe technocracy. For instance, Brave New World by Aldous Huxley. Back in the 30s, he wrote that book looking squarely into the eyeball of technocracy in the United States back in those days. The book 1984 by George Orwell is another book that looked straight into the eyes of technocracy when the book was written. This is what technocracy is, and it's just sweeping the world right now. And looking back, I believe that the early founders of the Trilateral Commission were very impressed with this doctrine of technocracy, if not being technocrats themselves at the time. One reason I can say that is that Zbigniew Brzezinski's book that endeared him originally to David Rockefeller, the book was titled Between Two Ages. The subtitle of the book is America's Role in the Technotronic Era.
Hmm.
I did not realize at the time, back in the 70s, that technotronic was really an acronym or a synonym for the word technocratic. But when I reread his book a few years ago, I found out, oh my gosh, the concepts in his language and stuff were identical to technocracy from the 1930s. And I thought, okay, this is what the game plan is to, take us all down to a micromanaged society where they manage everything, they set the policies, they get all the money, and basically we end up just, being like little ants in the anthill, told where to go, what to do when we get there, and when to come back.
And this is not just something that is written down in books or in somebody's business plan. You can see it if you look for it, ladies and gentlemen, all over. Here in the Central California coast, we're having a big fight with PG&E about the smart meter that's being installed. I've got one outside my house. They just came by and put one on one day. And also another aspect of this technocracy is the fact that I use the World Wide Web just about for everything anymore, paying my bills, doing my research, communicating with friends and relatives. This is all a part of this technocracy that's subtly moved in upon us, isn't it, Pat?
Well, it is. And the implementation of smart grid is a good example of what I would call hardcore technocracy from the 1930s. the original economic system that was proposed by technocracy was an energy-based economy. They saw back in the Depression that they felt that capitalism was dead and that it was dying and it was going to go away and that it needed to be replaced by some other economic system. So they cooked one up. These engineers did, and scientists. They cooked one up. And it was an energy-based economy where everything would be priced in terms of the energy it took to create it. Mm-hmm. So if you bought a shirt, for instance, you'd pay energy credits for your shirt according to how much energy it took to make that shirt. And they viewed this as the most efficient use of Earth's resources and efficient use of, a means of allocation of the resources of the Earth to the people on Earth. And so we see smart grid is one of the key elements in controlling the distribution and consumption of energy, because that's exactly what it's going to do. It will let the utilities and the government politicians look directly into people's homes to see how they're consuming energy, and they'll be able to limit them to certain periods of the day, to certain amounts of energy being consumed, and so on, where they will know everything there is to know about that household. When you go to bed, when you get up, when you take a shower, because all these things require power, and if they can see inside the grid in your house, they know everything is turned on and turned off.
And they, you also allude to the fact that someone could hack into that and know when you're asleep and know when you're awake and come in and grab all your valuables out of your house. For example, when you're away to work, you power down your house pretty much. There's a big fight on here as to whether or not smart grids are safe. They think we're kind of being irradiated a little bit. We'll talk about maybe some of that a little bit with Pat Wood as we come back.
This is Pastor Michael Golden inviting you to join the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we welcome Jerusalem-based broadcast journalist, popular speaker, author, and Middle East correspondent, David Dolan. Voice of Many Waters congregation will be meeting for Shabbat service February the 11th, 1 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. Seating is limited, so you will need to arrive early. For more information, call us at 1-800-205-6245. A love offering will be taken. For Zion's sake, I will not be silent.
This is the most important election of our lifetime, and conservatives across America are supporting Mitt Romney. Governor Chris Christie.
America cannot survive another 4 years of Barack Obama, and Mitt Romney is the man we need to lead America, and we need him now.
Conservative columnist Ann Coulter says,
I think it's going to be Romney. I think Romney is the strongest candidate, and I think Republicans want to beat Obama, and Romney is the best one to do that.
And Colorado grassroots chairman Leandre Golston says,
he is a proven executive, an accomplished private sector businessman, and a man of courage and vision. As a patriot, a conservative, and a person with deep affection for our Constitution and country, I urge and argue most fervently for the election of Mitt Romney as our Republican nominee and next president of the United States.
Mitt Romney, because it's time we start believing in America again.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President Incorporated.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Hello again, everybody. My name is Dave Wilson, sitting in here for Dr. Stan. It's 44 minutes past the hour, and we're talking with Pat Wood, who is the editor of the website augustforecast.com. And you can find out all kinds of information about the subject that we've been talking about for the past 45 minutes at that website, augustforecast.com. I recommend that you go there ready to learn about what's really going on here in these United States, behind the scenes and now moving into the spotlight, actually. Pat, you know, the smart meter things that are being installed, I don't know where else, but at least in my house, for starters, have been touted for a long time as being very dangerous. They'll fry your brain like a cell phone will, and there's not really good science behind that. But they were all in the name of global warming at one time, where they would not have to cause us to have brownouts and so forth as we reduce our carbon emissions and everything. And now that global warming has pretty much been debunked since 2009 and the release of all those emails, and day before yesterday or so in the Wall Street Journal, you know, a lot of scientists got together and said we don't need to worry about that. By the way, did you read that article?
I did. And, you know, this takes us right back to the 1970s when the siren call back then was that global cooling is going to kill us all.
Right.
And they flip-flopped completely to global warming is going to kill us all in the 90s. And now they're swinging back again. It's global cooling that's going to kill us all.
Yeah, but they changed the name. It's only climate change now.
It's just climate change now. That's right. That's the politically correct term. And, you know,
we
you get right
jump
down
on
to it.
It
Yeah, it's pretty obvious that they don't really give a rip whether it's cooling or whether it's warming, but they're going to control the climate.
Right. It's all an issue of somebody's very big ego to think that human beings can control the climate on this planet. And climate is a thing that is something that goes over hundreds of years, and you kind of get an average and talk about it. But anyway, let's talk about the smart meters and the grid as a method of control. It goes hand in hand, I believe, with the web and how people are being encouraged to go paperless now in the name of saving a tree, in the name of no carbon footprint. So it's a huge web of mystery, which is being unveiled now as being false. But nevertheless, I've got my meter here. And they have not as yet done anything about it. In fact, I guess they don't have enough of them installed to start the grid, so to speak. Do you know anything about the actual technological innovation that is the smart meter that's sitting outside my house?
Well, certainly. And you know, the way that they connect you is secondary to the fact that they're going to connect you, if you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
They will connect you to the grid. How they do it is almost immaterial. They started out with this Wi-Fi technology, which has it's kind of like your laptop computer has Wi-Fi in it to communicate with a router somewhere in your office or your home.
Right.
And it does it wirelessly so you can walk around. Well, they use the same technology, to connect the smart meters to routers on a pole outside your home or somewhere in the neighborhood. And your meter communicates with that in a two-way fashion, much like your computer does. Well, yes, there have been some identified health problems and some safety problems that have been, you know, found by people, and not everybody, but enough people have surfaced issues that it's a concern. But this merely becomes a technological hurdle for them to overcome. You know, will they seek to make it safer, quote unquote, than it is now, so people stop flocking? Yes, they will. They'll either re-engineer the Wi-Fi component, or they'll simply hook you up with fiber optic cable, which is another option that's very easy to implement. I'm surprised they didn't do that in the first place, but they're going to get you connected one way or another. And so when people have, you know, made their entire case based on a health issue, that's really kind of the wrong issue to be harping on. It is important, but that's not the issue, because they will remove that component at some point. It will not be a health issue, and then all of your effort and argument is just going to be going up in smoke.
That's exactly the right. The bottom line issue is to have control and be able to shut your power down as necessary according to their desires in controlling the population.
That's exactly right. And when I say follow the money, follow the power, here's a prime example of doing that. Their power wants to control you.
Mm-hmm. The idea that our world has a certain electrical grid on it was one of the things that was talked about briefly in one of the things on your website. Could you talk a little bit about that? Now, they use great terms that we'll be able to bring these third world countries up, because they'll be powered by a coal mining or a coal-fired grid thing here in Moss Landing. That really won't work either, will it? Can there ever be a worldwide electrical grid that's manipulated in that fashion, or is it going to have to stay semi-local?
No, it's already on the drawing board. There's tremendous strides in the last 3 years have been made in establishing a global energy grid that will merely be an extension of the national energy grid that we have right now, like in the United States. This energy grid business, smart grid business, has been implemented all over the world starting in about 2009, when it was kick-started in most countries using stimulus money. That was kind of under-the-counter money, from the economic crisis. And nobody paid attention where the governments were spending the money. Well, come to find out, they spent a lot of money in all these different countries on implementing smart grid. And along with that, they produced an international standard of communication so that the various smart grids of the world can communicate with each other. And now they're architecting a power distribution system that will be able to shift power loads across continents, literally across entire continents, to other parts of the world. And this huge global energy grid, they call it, it's like the Internet of Energy. They believe that they'll be able to control all the consumption of energy on the planet from a single location.
And if we follow the money and follow the power, who's going to be making the money off of this thing? The providers of the mechanical parts to it? The design engineers? How are politicians going to be involved in all this stuff?
Well, you know, politicians are there for the convenience of the people, to kind of keep the people in line. These movers and shakers have moved way beyond the political system to implement this kind of stuff. And the companies that will benefit basically are the same old companies that have been benefiting for the last 30 years, the engineering companies, the technical companies, the big energy companies and so on.
Hold that thought, and we'll be right back.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes, beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next BioSuperfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or BioSuperfood at hotmail.com.
Thank you. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
We're down to the last several minutes of a Wednesday's edition of Radio Liberty. My guest is Pat Wood this morning. I'm Dave Wilson, sitting in here for Dr. Stan. And he should be back tomorrow as the Lord tarries. And Pat, I think we've covered some good ground this morning, gotten people's interest up, hopefully. And if you could encourage our listening audience to a couple of things, what would you say to them that they need to do about either changing what's going on or being able to live within this system that seems almost overwhelming?
Well, it's important for people to have a correct worldview. That's the only way you can navigate your own life. And I think Dr. Stan would say, and I would agree with him, that having a biblical worldview is the most important thing that that a person can have to navigate their life correctly. And that means facing, among other things, facing it in light of the Bible, but also facing truth as it really is in the world. In other words, we study these things like the Trilateral Commission, like globalization, like the New World Order. It's what does it all mean in the end of it? What does it all mean, and what does it mean to me? Well, in other words, will it change the way I behave, the way I do things today? Is there any way that I can keep myself out of the path of danger and harm or destruction? People just have there's no reason that they have to walk around like sheep, you know, just being sheared whenever the shepherd feels like it. That is, the global elite feels like shearing you. We're told to walk, to be wise and to make use of every day the best that we can. And people need to be informed. They need to get off their couch potato couch and, start actually thinking and using the brain that God gave them to figure things out.
Your website, August Forecast, has got plenty of information. And a good example in my mind is how over time this thing about global warming has been proven to be incorrect. Now we have to just be aware of all the things that have changed in our society because of this hoax that has been placed upon us, like carbon credits and so forth and so on, and see if we can't return to a more sane worldview. Pat, I want to thank you very much for being with me this morning, and I hope that we can talk with you again. Until that time, I pray that God will bless you richly.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on, David.
Bye-bye now. Dr. Stan, ladies and gentlemen, has been working at Radio Liberty ever since he started. I don't know, must be 20 years ago now. And the resources that he has accumulated by virtue of the fact that he talks to all these people like Pat Wood to find out the truth of what's really happening in our world today. Pat alluded to the fact that we're fighting a spiritual battle. And if you don't understand what a spiritual battle is, read in the New Testament, Ephesians 6, and it will tell you that the most important thing that you need to know is that this battle is not of flesh and blood, but we are fighting against entities in this world, which we cannot see, but we can only discern by understanding and educating ourselves and observing and using common sense, just like Pat said. If you want to find out more about what your part of the battle might be, why don't you give a call to the people at Radio Liberty at 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And ask for a copy of the Radio Liberty Resource Packet. You'll get a free copy of Dr. Sands' insightful newsletter as he talks about worldviews and what's going on. And you'll also get information about the materials that are available there. So my very great pleasure to be with you all in 3 days, and I hope that we meet up again soon. Till then, Dave Wilson.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness,